Four intellectually disabled Indigenous men have spent years in an Alice Springs jail, even though they've never been found guilty of a criminal offence. An Australian Human Rights Commission report into the men's situation was tabled in the Federal Parliament last week, and it pointed out that the Australian government has failed to live up to its international obligations regarding the rights of the disabled in its handling of these four people. The AHRC report is the focus of the Law Report on RN later today. Damien Carrick joins us now. Damien, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Damien, who are these four men? Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, there's one of them's Malcolm Morton. Back in 2007, at the age of 16, he killed his uncle, who was also his carer. He was deemed unfit to plead, and he's now detained in the Alice Springs jail. There are lots of reports of self-harm, lots of reports of isolation, lots of reports of shackling. There's another man called Anthony Scotty. He was found not guilty of murder by way of insanity way back in 1996. He also remains in that jail. And there are two men, Christopher Leo and Kerry Doolan. They were unfit to plead to charges of assault. If they had have been found guilty, they would have faced sentences of, I think, between 6 and 12 months. Instead, they spent 4 and 6 years respectively in the Alice Springs jail before being recently transferred to a new secure care facility, which is next door to the jail.
And what are the findings of the report then?
Well, essentially, the Australian government, according to the Australian Human Rights Commission, the Australian government has failed to live up to its obligations under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and also the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. And those obligations are to provide accommodation and support services other than maximum security prison for people with intellectual disabilities who are unfit to plead to criminal offending. But George Brandis says, the Attorney General says, okay, sure, there are concerns about the operation of the criminal justice process, but these are the responsibility of the state and territory governments. They're not really the area of responsibility for the federal government. So there's a lot of, basically saying this is not our area. The Australian Human Rights Commission says, look, as signatories to international conventions, the federal government is ultimately responsible for whatever takes place within Australia, either at a state or territory or at a national level, and it can't wash its hands of what takes place here.
All right, Damien. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Good talking.
Damien Carrick, and he's talking about these issues of the experience of people with an intellectual disability deemed unfit to plead. We've dealt with this before on Breakfast. You might remember a case in WA when we spoke about Marlon Noble. And Damien's going to have more on this whole issue on the Law Report this afternoon on RN right here at 5:30.